Many real estate agents across Australia confidently refer Property Insurance Plus to their clients as they recognise the price and benefit value of their policy combined with the client-focused service they deliver. They offer a comprehensive building and landlord insurance facility and have formed a powerhouse to present the very best in investment property insurance. Contact PIP today to find out more.
Welcome to the PM Collective, a dynamic hub designed to empower business owners, property managers, and BDMs to excel in their careers. Through access to intimate conversations, cutting-edge video training, mental health support, and unparalleled motivation, our community is the ultimate destination for individuals seeking to elevate their professional lives to new heights. So sit back, relax, and enjoy our next conversation on our weekly podcast, The Art of Property Management. Today, we have on our podcast someone a little bit different that is sort of in the industry, but not in the industry. And that is the lovely Nicole from Tailored Property Group. Nicole, thanks for joining me.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
You are a buyer's agent. And The reason why I have got you in today is because buyer's agents are becoming a bit of a thing with property managers these days and really sort of working together. So you thought it would be a really good idea to have a talk and a conversation about how property managers can really work alongside buyer's agents for the benefit of the client. So that's what we're doing today. And I'm going to start off just by getting you to intro yourself. Tell us a little bit about you, what you were doing before, because I think how long have you been sort of, because Tailored Property Group's your business with your husband, Michael. So how long has that been running and what were you doing before?
So before. So me and Michael both were property investors. So we've been investing for over 10 years now. And we realized during the COVID period that we were helping a lot of people get into the property market, friends and friends of friends, that we decided let's bite our bullet, do our real estate licenses and open Tailored Property Group. So Tailored Property Group really is based on our experience as investors and how we were able to build a profitable portfolio, which is sustainable. And I come from a nursing background and Michael comes from an electrical background, so he's a tradie. And yeah, we were able to, whilst working, build a portfolio that now pretty much allows us to do what we want to do and be where we want to be with people we love. So I'm a mum of three young children, and I guess this is also why I want to inspire other women to get into property, because sometimes you just need that extra little person on the side of you to help you just take that first step that can change, I guess, people's financial position. It can also change people's way of thinking about their future and how to retire, because I feel as if these conversations aren't talked about with the day-to-day. We don't learn this in school, especially property investing. There's a lot of information out there. And sorry, I've got a little one near me right now.
No problem.
There's a lot of all this information out there that you can get information overload and not understand how it can relate back to you. So as Tailored Property Group, we started it to help people get into the property space and build a portfolio based on what they wanted, their goals, and their, I guess, what they wanted to do when it came to, is it because they want to retire or is it to have a passive income or just in general, like maybe they want to have asset protection. So a lot of people have different types of goals and we try to build them a portfolio with other professionals like yourself in the mix to make sure that they get an informed and correct, they make a correct decision.
Yeah, and it's good. Like I deal with a lot of buyer's agents, and I think that everyone has their own different style. Like I haven't come across any buyer's agents that are like very, very similar with their target market. And I think that you and Michael are a classic buyer's agency where you sort of practice what you preach and you are the mirror image of those clients. Like you are that young family that was doing your, you know, you had your working jobs and wanted that financial freedom. Mm-hmm. And definitely, I mean, would assume that would be your ideal client having those young families.
Yeah, young families, anyone in SMSF, purchasing, anyone who really wants to get into the property, like to start a property portfolio or has started a property portfolio, got stuck and needs that extra help because they don't understand where or how they can unwind. And we've been there, we've been stuck and we've unwind, and it's just adding a specific strategy that you might not know at that stage that might change the world in your whole property portfolio or just you investing in general. And I guess it's finding that safe space.
And it's definitely a confidence thing, I think, with property investors. They just need, like you said before, just someone on their team. I say the same thing from a property manager and the profiling work that I do, but they just need someone to bounce ideas around and who can give them just that little bit of extra confidence for going ahead and having that plan set in place. So that's what it is. And I guess that will lead us into what an actual buyer's agency does, because I think with property managers, for us to understand how to work with you guys better, we need to sort of understand why people use buyer's agencies and why they choose to spend money, if I'm completely honest, with a buyer's agency. And I think there's some real valid reasons why people use that as opposed to going straight to the selling agent as well. So if you can maybe just give us a few benefits of why people choose to use a buyer's agency and not go direct to the selling agent.
I find these are the top three that I find with my clients is that time poor. They just don't have the time. They are working or they have their own businesses that they have to run or a household or whatnot. Two is the knowledge. They don't have that market knowledge. So for them to make a decision, and let's face it, buying property is sometimes the most expensive thing you'll ever buy. So when you're going to buy a t-shirt, and you go, hey, to make your girlfriend or, you know, to your mate, do I look better in this or this color? Why wouldn't you do that with property? You know, like, is this property better on my portfolio or is this property better? It's having that person that can help you make that correct decision so you don't get stuck. The whole point of being an investor and be able to keep borrowing is so you have a plan. And I guess that's the third thing, is that a buyer's agent who is an investor based and isn't there for the one transaction, it's there for your whole property journey. We'll talk to the accountant, the broker, many other people, like even a financial planner, and they'll make a plan that sticks so that you can borrow again and again and again and keep going to build that property portfolio that you want. Whereas if you're doing it yourself, sometimes it's daunting. Like the first, second, you know, you just don't have that confidence behind you. You don't know what you're doing. You don't understand the lingo behind all the property talks. You could be speaking to a property manager and they could be saying, you know, this, 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 this. And you go, yeah, that's gospel kind of a thing. And there might be things that you're missing out on because you yourself haven't raised that. And the property manager is just used to having the client that just wants this specific thing in there, you know, in the contract. You would probably come across it too.
Yeah, 100%. I actually, investing such a personal journey, but there was two things. The first one was I am of the thought that my personal, opinion is that land is where money is. So the bigger the land, the better. And I would rather have an older house and the bigger land. So that would be my plan. In my opinion, that would make a good investment. However, I came across someone who, and the property manager who said to me, she said, why do investors buy old houses that need maintenance and expenses? And why wouldn't they buy one of these new, like, little houses in these estates where there's no maintenance? Yeah. And I thought, wow, what an interesting concept. I didn't see it that way.
And how come Michael and Nicole do that all the time?
and it's everyone's different. So whoever you speak to, and I'm sure there's even buyer's agents out there that believe in the new builds and the new estates like that. So whoever you speak to, they're going to have their own opinion, and it's very subjective. And it's really about aligning yourself with someone who agrees with your philosophy. I mean, fortunately for me, the buyer's agents I deal with, my private clients, they all have the same opinion. So we all work together because we all agree on the same thing. I will be completely honest, and I share it because there'll be the other property managers listening that think the same as me or did think the same as me. I originally, when before I had really started working with any buyer's agents, I honestly thought, why would someone pay a buyer's agent when they can, for a property manager? It was a, no disrespect, it's just what I thought. And I came across a private client who said to me, he was overseas, and he said, Ash, I'm going to use a buyer's agent. And I said, are you sure you want to do that? You know, because I can help you, but I don't source properties like what you do. And he goes to me, I feel that the Perth property market is moving so quickly that if I don't get something in the next 3 to 4 weeks, then price, that market behavior is going to shift again and I'm going to miss out. He goes, so I would rather spend X amount now because I really believe that it's going to shift if I take any longer in buying something. And I just thought to myself, you know what? What a fantastic comment and answer. And that is exactly right. If he waited too long, that property could have easily gone up $50,000 in the next month.
And it does that.
Yeah, it does that. So that changed my outlook. And I share that story because obviously we've got property managers listening and not investors. Mm. But for property managers, that is a real valid reason why someone would.
I find for the property managers out there, having a buyer's agent and working closely with them, you get, I guess, two things out of them. One, a relationship starting so that you can get consistent, you can get consistent clients yourself. Because if I'm working with you and I've given you some of my clients that have purchased properties that your team look after. And that's just natural because we bonded, we had this relationship, and I got you to see a few of the houses, give me a few videos. And it's always funny how I find from, because I'm based in Sydney and you're based in Perth. And when I was buying a few properties for a few clients of ours, the videos that came through from the, real estate agent who was trying to sell versus what comes from the property managers is different. You give us a better insight to that property, but that gives me better leverage then to negotiate on that property, especially if I know that that property can be subdivided. Or if that property can have a different type of value add, like adding a bedroom or something like that. And I'll tell you that from day dot when I'm getting you to go in through that property, you know, hey, Ash, do you reckon that that be changed into a bedroom? Or do you reckon we could add another bathroom or something like that in that property? Because I've seen the photos. What do you think in real life? Now, once we purchase that property, I guess we can shift the client to go onto your books to for the management purposes. And working together, our clients get maybe slightly a better rate going with you guys, but you guys get consistent clients because you won't get one client, you'll get maybe two or three because we're purchasing in that area. But, you know, sometimes a few clients meet that same type of demographics for like a 350 to 450 or a 500K house that wants a, you know, they need a manufacture equity or they need a cash cow of some sort. So they need to generate a strategy that could be a granny flat or something that, you know, we've seen a lot of that happen in the Perth market currently, right? It's a lot of granny flats and a lot of let's see what we can do with renovating or subdividing. So,
And for those that are listening, property managers that are listening, and you're sort of wondering, you know, what do you offer like a buyer's agent? And sort of exactly what Nicole mentioned, you are offering them an insight into a suburb and your experience with that suburb from a reputation point of view. You are providing a buyer's agent with walkthroughs to give them a better idea. So I sort of summarize what a walkthrough looks like by saying that it's very similar to if you were to do a 5-minute property condition report video, not the property condition report videos in Perth, but if you were to, that's what it sort of is like. And it's going through the nitty gritty because what happens is it's a selling agent is going to provide a video. And when clients have seen a property manager's video versus a sales agent video, they're completely different. And remember that in fairness to a sales agent, they're trying to sell the property. They're not going to mention all the flaws. Like that's
agreed.
Not your job. So you need the property manager to go through. And I did one the other day where a selling agent had done it and I had done it. And I caught up the client and I said, listen, did you come across any flaws in the sales agent's videos? I'm just curious as to how much depth they went into. And she said, just this and this. And I said, okay. I said, the kitchen inside the kitchen cupboards is completely waterlogged, completely damaged. The carcass is gone. You've got to replace that kitchen. Mm-hmm. And same with the vanities. The vanities inside were completely waterlogged. So the agent didn't open up the cupboards for them and go through that, they the property, so as a property manager, I was able to give them that insight, which is a lot of money that the, you know, the buyer's agent or the private client that I'm working with needs to know to inform their client that, hey, like, there could be the expected costs. A property manager can also offer what the rentability would be and a more accurate rental appraisal. So they would be able to, so as a property manager, you would be able to work with a buyer's agent by letting them know, you know, is this a house that someone would like to rent? Like, not now in this market, because everyone will rent a property in this market. In 5 years or in a changing market, would that still be sought after? Or are some of the rooms too small? Or what's the general feel that you get through when you go to the property? Does it feel like it's been a bit of a DIY maintenance job and it's going to cause problems? Are there, you know, is there no sprinkler system, and could it benefit from that to increase the value? So that's what a property manager offers a buyer's agent, that in-person, number one, the in-person walkthrough that you can't always do. Number two, the rentability of the property. And number three, a deeper insight into the condition of the property. And as a property manager, is there anything that you feel that that landlord would have to do to that property when they buy it before it rents out? Or can it rent out as is? Because that's a real big factor into a decision, because only you would know, like, you know, does the client have savings for renos? Have they got money aside? Do they have to make this property rent, you know, the minute, like, you know, how their finance, yeah. Because that's, nothing would be worse than an investor buying a property without the help of a buyer's agent or a property manager, and they buy the property, it settles, you give it to a property manager, they walk in and say, thanks for the new management, but listen, the vanities are damaged and you can't rent it out as is, and that's going to cost you $3,000. Like,
agreed, especially if you're buying in a self-managed super fund.
Correct.
Like, you know, you want to have as is, kind of, you want to rent it out. There's not many strategies you can deploy. There's strict rules in self-managed super funds. So that's another reason why people might use a buyer's agent, because they don't know what they might be able to purchase in a self-managed super fund. So then us working together to get the property, then rent it out very quickly. Or even you might see a tenant in that property that is not the best tenant for, I guess, even that demographic that you can see coming in into the, you know, the area that we're purchasing. And you could go, hey, look, let's talk about the next tenant that I'm going to get in for you. And it will be at market rent, and, you know, even spicing up the property by just a fresh coat of paint might bring better tenant in. But it depends on how you're purchasing. So I think for any purchaser, having a buyer's agent on your side, is they are your, they're there to be working for you, not the sale. The sale agent isn't got your best interest at heart, but the buyer's agent has your best interest at heart. And a good buyer's agent understands how much you're willing to spend at the property, or how your finances are actually even tied up for you to be able to purchase that property, and what can you do with it? Are you looking for a property that is going to be having an extra little twitch to it that you want to have a small reno or a big reno, or, you know, do you want that granny flat or a subdivision and build something at the back or whatnot? And a lot of people, one, they don't have the confidence. So we help them with the confidence. Two, they don't speak to property managers as well on a day-to-day. So something that they may feel embarrassing to ask, we can go through with them. And then when they do speak to you and have you be a client of yours, they feel a little bit more at peace that they actually understand what a property manager does, and that they're not going to be left in the, like, you know, that they have to take care of a property in a different state that they don't understand. They can't just jump on a plane and quickly go see that property, because a lot of people feel like they need to see the property. Mm-hmm. And being an investor, you don't need to see your property. And having a good property manager, they will tell you the flaws or what maybe in a year's time you need to redo the grouting. But the grout at the moment is okay in that bathroom, but in a year's time, we will probably have to redo it. You know, things like that, that I guess being an investor, they can't see that. They've just purchased this property and they want your honest opinion as a property manager, want to get them the best rent, because they don't know when it depends on how many properties they have. They've got one property, they can take, you know, they can, they understand that, okay, the rent's coming up, two, the rent's coming up, you know, let rental appraisals, three. Sometimes you might forget that, hey, that property's coming up for rent. If you don't have a spreadsheet or if you don't have a buyer's agent by your side being like, hey, you purchased that property a year ago and it's been rented for a year, let's, you know, you send them a little reminder, let's look into that property, let's get a valuation done and see if the rents have gone up and are you in the rentals? Are your rents? That's exactly what a property manager does. And, you know, it's just making sure that everyone's doing their job, because there has been times that I, as an investor, have called up a property manager being like, how come the rents aren't market? Like the market here is at, you know, the 700s, but yet my property is the cheapest one. Why? Yet it's a 5-bedroom or something like that. And they'll go, they've just been a lazier one. And I go, I'm sorry. I go shopping them for a property manager because they haven't done their job. They're supposed to be there for me in the sense of, hey, the markets have shifted. Your property has had tenants for 2 years. They've been paying maybe a $50 increase within that year. But the suburb has gone up and the properties aren't there anymore. They're up here. How come, you know, like there's a gap? And as an investor, you look at that, and like as an advanced investor, you always pick up on that. Like you have a spreadsheet yourself that tells you when things are coming up. You know exactly, you're looking at your markets. You already, you know, you can see that shift because, you know, you're doing your valuations, you're revaluating anyway. You're pretty much buying off your equity and you're going again. Whereas somebody who's in the beginning, they don't understand that. They don't understand that this is how you play with these dollars in order for you to actually be able to borrow more. And as a buyer's agent who helps investors, we help them understand that. We educate them that, you know, they can go again. It's okay. What's bad debt? What's good debt? And having a good property manager work with us helps us be able to, I guess, relay that back to clients being and saying that, yes, the rents have gone up and they will go up. And sometimes when they speak to a property manager, they'll understand the rental aspect a little bit more because you guys are, that's your profession. Like you are the professionals. You understand renting out a property. You understand tenants. You understand any question a landlord might have. You understand that you need landlord insurance. Like, and these are very, very, very big topics out there that anyone can read about, but it's actually speaking and understanding that is the biggest difference. And I think that's what you'd understand as well, right? Is you could read about so many things. And I think this is why the PM Collective has been created, is that there's information overload and let's bring it down and let's funnel it so it's understandable and that everyone's on the same page and we're all here to help each other. We're not here to dog eat dog. Here to help each other so that, you know, I as an investor and I as a buyer's agent get the best for my client and get the best deal for my own self so that I can keep going. And also that you're working with the tenant side. We don't see that side.
No.
So it's also you being transparent and saying, hey, the tenant has something going on in their life and maybe that's why they're late on, you know, paying their rent. Sometimes that happens. Maybe they've gone overseas and they literally forgot. It happens. It's just being that transparency between all parties. And yeah,
exactly. And it's good. I find like it's super helpful having buyer's agents involved, like now that it's happening a bit. When we've got clients and we say, listen, we're going through a stage where we've got like a lot of retirees in properties, a lot of pensioners. And so what happens is these pensioners are in properties that these investors are buying and they're paying a really, really low rent. And so what happens is it's really hard when it comes to the rent increases morally sort of and ethically, like what increase we're going to do for that client. So what happens is I try to go to you or to a buyer's agent and an owner quite transparently to say, listen, like this is how much they're paying. I'm really concerned. It's $100 under market rate. If you buy this property, I want you to know that it's actually going to be quite an emotional increase because they are pensioners. I know they literally can't afford anymore. You may be putting them out on the street if you buy the property. And I'm not for 1 minute suggesting that a new investor has loyalty to an existing tenant in a property. They don't, and that's the truth of it. But I still feel like it's an important factor to take into account so that you're prepared emotionally and mentally of what it might look like when you do an increase. And so, for example, I know the reason I'm sharing a story is because I can share that concern with an investor, but it's really great sometimes when the investor's got a buyer's agent and they can bounce that also off the buyer's agent and say, listen, this is a question, like a could be a problem. And then just to get that second opinion, because who else is the investor going to get a second opinion from?
Exactly. Like,
from their mate who's not the best. But you can actually say, you know, this is going to be a problem or it's not going to be a problem. Or you can do that, you know, your finances allow for you to do just this increase for the first 12 months. But after that, we're going to have to really, you know, go to market rate, whatever it may look like. But it's just having, it's the property manager being transparent with the investor and then the investor having someone to bounce and double check that that is going to work for their personal circumstance, which I feel
I think like you've been in property for a very long time. You just say no. You go next. There's so many properties out there. That just means it's not the correct fit. And you have to explain that to, I would be explaining that to my client. Yeah. It's just not the correct property. It's not the correct fit. We'll move on and get you the one that will look good on your book and whatnot.
That's exactly right. So now I want to throw a question to you, and I don't know whether you're going to even be able to remember the answer, but because obviously we're speaking to property managers right now. Now, I actually can't remember how you and I connected, but I want you to maybe let people know. So if there's property managers out there that really want to start connecting themselves with buyer's agents and using them as potentially as a source of for leads and all of that to help them as a BDM in their business, like how did you find me? I can't even remember how it was, but if you could share sort of how you came to me, just more so that we can give other property managers like ideas of what they could do if they want to start working with some buyer's agents relationships.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Today's wonderful sponsor is Property Assist WA. Shannon and her team are really committed to assisting property managers' workload by assisting them with outsourcing services like routine inspections, final bond inspections, and property condition reports. Keep your property managers doing what they love and outsource the things they don't to a company that thrives on positive feedback and guarantees a premium personalized service with a smile. The vision of Property Assist WA is to make a difference to the quality and perception of property managers, enabling you to keep your clients happy whilst improving the efficiency of your staff. Did you call?
I called, yeah. I called a few property managers.
Yeah.
And I spoke to a handful. Oh, God, I have a whole list, to be honest.
Yeah.
But it's then I funneled down to who I got along with the best. And I'm a very loyal person. If you're going to do right by me, I was looking for myself first, because what I do is when I get into a new area, so I was getting into the WA area, and I was like, okay, who's somebody who I guess sees a lot of the WA, not just the one area, in WA, and you're Ashley Soho does. And I was looking for myself, and then I asked you as an investor-based questions that you answered quite normally, and we had a convo, and then I said, look, I'm also a buyer's agent. Would you be willing to work together? And you were like, yes, I've got a whole new different, like a whole different section for buyer's agents. Let me send it to you and whatnot. And I found it funny that, you know, as an investor, you're, I guess, looking at the one property, right? But as a buyer's agent, you're looking at multiple, right? So there becomes more of a, I guess, fruitful deal for Ashley and myself as well, working together and collaborating. But I think what it was looking for a specific property manager, and that's somebody who was flexible to be able to go out, look at the properties for me, but also they themselves have an understanding, because I do a lot of value add options for my clients, and we also do a lot of granny flats and subdivisions. So having somebody who understands that as well as a property manager, I wanted that when they go through the properties for me. And I just felt, Ashley, you understood that. And so did Samantha, who works with you. The both of you, who we work really closely with, understood what we were trying to, I guess, get for our clients for our properties. And I haven't looked back. And it's just that one phone call, that having those few questions answered at a time that's convenient for you. You're not rushed. I feel as if you're listening to me and then you're asking questions back. And then you went and saw that one property for me, that that's what made it, I think, what cemented was the way you came back to me with your property report, and versus maybe somebody else. I just knew that you had the experience. You definitely listened to the brief I was giving you and what I wanted, what I, like, you know, can there be extra space for a granny flat from your opinion? You know, yes or no, can you walk it for me? Because I might have Archie stuff, all good. I might be looking from a sky view and drawing out that yes, but you might walk down that access handle and go, no way is a gate going to be opening properly. You know, or no way is there going to be two car spots at the front. It's only for one car spot. Or you could go, next door neighbors have this big ass tree that there is no way that they're going to be even allowing you to like cut the little branches or whatnot. Or you know the area very well in the sense of, hey, no, I don't think this is an appropriate area for doing this type of strategy. Why is that? Oh, because there's a lot of, I guess, the social economics is like slightly lower in this demographic. And I recommend maybe looking in these areas instead. Well, I'm sorry, but sometimes, you know, which is great. We love, you know, we look at data, but we also look at, you know, for your tenant, what kind of tenant are you going to be getting in? Like, and I don't want to be stressing you or like anyone who works for yourself to get any bad tenants. We want good tenants. To be a good investor, you want good tenants.
And for
somebody's going to look after you.
For the record, when I'm on the phone to you, I'm and just so other property managers know, I probably don't say it as politely as that. I
know.
But you did it very, very well. But
it's being real. It's, yeah. And I'm, you know, I have to filter sometimes the emotion as well, that, you know, it might not be something that you want to live in. No problem. Like Ash says that a lot. Oh, it's not something I'd want to live in. And you'd like, that's not a problem. But the, like, I go back on what's making money. Is it going to be able to be rented at this amount? Okay. If so, that my client is getting a positively geared property then.
Yeah, it's totally like I always do, you know, I've got a personal opinion and I've got a professional opinion. And, you know, some suburbs, I would say personally, I would never live there. But professionally, my experience, we actually have really great tenants there. We don't have any concern. It's lower socio. Tenancy quality, in my experience with, you know, the 200 properties we've got in that area, the last time I had a bad situation was 6 years ago, and it's good otherwise. But personally, sure, I wouldn't live there myself, but I only share that personally with you so that you get an idea of a bit of a reputation point of view, but the professional opinion is the one that counts. So really what you've sort of said, like for people wanting to I was actually really hoping that when I asked that question you're going to say something like, oh Ash, I see you on LinkedIn and gave you a call. I can say to everyone, that's why you should do LinkedIn, but you didn't. So
I'm so sorry, because I didn't find you on LinkedIn. I found you through calling. But you know what? I have found people through socials. I won't say I haven't.
No.
I found you through calling.
No, the answer was perfect, because that's exactly what people need to know, is how are buyer's agents finding property managers. So that is through Google. So this example is probably just highlighting potentially the importance of making sure that, like, online on Google, that you are coming up as an option when you search, you know, property manager in Perth, for example. This highlights that. But as from a property manager's point of view, I'll just go into confirming what you were saying, that pretty much it was just coming down to a property manager being helpful, understanding and listening to what you were needing for your clients and giving you that time to listen. And I hope that that I do it, and I hope other property managers are doing it as well, that you could be real busy. Like, I mean, we're all busy. It's a stupid word to use, but we're all busy. But you really don't want the client on the other end of the phone call to hear that rushness. And I probably about 2 years ago, when I was just getting smashed with calls, I had a client, and I must have sounded like rushed and impatient on the phone. This is going back a long time ago. And I remember a client saying to me, "Ash, I'm so sorry. You sound so busy and I've just interrupted." And that was the last time that someone said that to me. And I felt so bad. And I made a deal to myself that I would never portray that over the phone again, because I just thought, I don't want anyone to feel like they're inconveniencing me. They sometimes clients do, but I don't want that to be perceived. So that's probably something, if I get real honest with property managers listening, be aware of your voice tone and your rushness on the phone. Are you making the client on the other end feel like they're inconveniencing you by calling up and asking those questions? Or are you coming across as genuinely, you know, happy to help? You've got all the time in the world, even though you probably, you know, you got your little legs paddling under the water. But, you know, having that feeling, I think, goes a long way with buyers, agents, or investors. And I think that's what I took from you, is that, you know, the time to listen and being helpful is really what you're needing in a property manager. And then a property manager who's wanting to connect with buyers agents, maybe the best place to start is making sure that your social advertising, mainly on LinkedIn is where I would probably be. There are some buyers on Instagram though, but making sure that you are showcasing ways that you can help buyers agents as well, so that you're coming to the top of their mind as an option should they need it as well. Because I think that would be that would be sort of how I look at, like, when I do my training for BDMs with lead generation. And not that I ever went in there with the thought of I want to target buyers agents. I've never thought that. It just happened. But I, as from a property manager's point of view, I always talk about buyers agents have access to your clients that you need. So for example, I've got 12 buyers agents on my books that I help and support with WA stuff. So of those 12 buyers agents, like, in simple terms, I'm just having to target and help 12 people. That's all. And then that brings me in, let's call it, I don't know, 100 properties a year, just for argument's sake. That brings me in 100 new clients per year, but I'm not having to market to 100 investors. I'm only having to market to 12 people. So it's organic, and it's like 10% sort of your workload and your advertising, but for that whole reward. So I call it the databases database, and that's how I use lead gen marketing, is who's my database that has my database that I want? And you are that person, along with other buyers agents, along with finance brokers, accountants, other agents. You know, there's a whole range of people. That's how it works. And I mean, and in turn, if I've got someone, an investor who is wanting to grow their portfolio, then I've got people like yourself who I know that, you know, they're a young family, they're going to work really well with you, and then that can come back to you as well. So it is a two-way street. And as a property manager, never underestimate the power also of, like, of having those conversations with your investors. Like, what's your plan? Are you just happy to stick with the one property, or do you want to buy multiple? Have you spoken to a buyer's agent about how that can look for you and explore that option? I mean, it's one of those things that you sort of, like, the investor knows, but you know, when you sort of know, but you don't know, and you go, oh, of course, why wouldn't I speak to a buyer's agent about that plan? Because, like, I feel that the only way to true, like, financial freedom is through multiple properties. It's not the one property. Everyone gets the one investment property, and that's it. That is not how you get financial freedom. Yeah.
No, I agree. And it's knowing what you can do with certain properties as well. So you can't just have that same property as well on your books. You actually need to diversify and have different types of asset and different types of asset classes on your portfolio, and not buy in the one place as well. So diversification is the biggest thing when it comes to growing a portfolio and not getting stuck as well, being able to borrow, right? And having an end plan too. How are you? It's the beginning plan, the middle stage, and the end plan. What's the end plan? How are you paying this down? Or are you retiring? What are you doing? Kind of a thing. So I agree. But with the property managers, having a good property manager allows an investor to keep on going. But also, if you have an investor in there and they have multiple properties, if you were to call me and say, hey, one person can't afford their rent for 3 months just because they're going in between jobs, but they're happy to go for a payment plan. They're happy to go for a payment plan. We're not stressed because we understand that. And we have other properties that are doing well that we can go, yes, not a problem. I get that, Ash. Let's put them on a payment plan. You do your thing because that's your field. And it's less stress, I guess, for all parties versus maybe an investor who doesn't understand that and gets all defensive straight away because they themselves are stressed because they haven't taken in consideration other expenses that come with property investing and they don't have that maybe 20% buffer. And they get very defensive towards you. And unfortunately, you property managers get that backlash and you get the backlash from both parties. And then it becomes a little bit like you're dealing with two unhappy parties, one being the landlord, the other being the tenant. And, you're working for the landlord, but you're there for the tenant as well. Like, and I think that when new investors come in, they feel like maybe the property manager is more on one side, but because maybe they were renters and they're like, it's always on the renter's side. No, they're actually there for both sides and they're the mediator. And I feel for you when you're going through something like that. But maybe having an investor go through a buyer's agent who, I guess, goes through steps with them to make sure that they have a 20% buffer. And they understand that when you become an advanced investor, you understand that if one property is not doing very well for a little period of time, that's okay. It sometimes happens. And it's having that plan in place. It's literally plan B. Okay. But then working with the property managers to make sure that the tenant is able to repay back the rent that's owing. And it happens. It really does. But you hear people just throwing the tenant out and, it costs money to throw a tenant out. I'm sorry to say, it really does. To terminate a tenancy agreement, it costs money. Sometimes it's actually not worth going through that stress for the tenant and for the landlord versus just a payment plan. Or maybe that tenant isn't, maybe that tenant will have to move on to something cheaper for them, but they will still need to pay you back. And that is fine. That's why you as property managers understand the one legal behind that all. Two, you understand how can a tenant pay it back. And three, all the different types of counsels to take either the tenant or the landlord to for any issues. So you have so much knowledge and us buyer's agents, we have knowledge as well. And I think it's working together to make sure the investor gets that knowledge as well, because their knowledge may only be what they've read or maybe what they've seen on YouTube or listened to on a podcast. But when it actually comes to any gritty detail that it's actually specific to them, specific to their investment, that's when they're like, what? No one told me.
Mm.
And
you've really just created like our ideal investor, our ideal client, and why we love investors that do come through buyer's agents, because we do find that they're actually a really good client for a property manager to deal with. So therefore, something as a property manager to consider as a real great lead generation idea is getting involved with the investors that do have buyer's agents will just help help you have a nice, good portfolio that's run well, that's looked after, that's got clients.
It's flourishing.
Or, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. That, and also those clients, actually, last thing I'll just add on is, you know, we talked about just, you know, the one investor type, one property investor. But that's the other benefit of working with the buyer's agents is they are working with clients that are buying multiple properties. So, you know, they're talking, you know, I mean, I don't even know, but like 3 to 5 properties, let's say, on average. So there's a source for creating more clients from that, you know, more properties, I guess, to manage from that one client as well. So just another thing to mention is that they are more inclined to be multiple landlords, which is always good to have on our books. Now, Nicole, I haven't even said your surname because I can't pronounce it. So can you pronounce it?
Kowalczyk. Kowalczyk.
Definitely would not have got that. But thank you. Don't even ask me to spell it. I will get people to, I'll put it on the podcast so people can reach out. I love following you on LinkedIn, and I'd encourage anyone to jump onto LinkedIn and follow Nicole. Spelling for her surname will be on this podcast. And I'll even tag the LinkedIn profile because I've been loving watching your videos that you've been doing with the educational side of things, which is great. So I think you're a good one to follow and stay in touch with. And I hope that today has provided property managers with that extra little bit of insight from a buyer's agent's point of view and what sort of clients we're dealing with when they're going through someone like yourself as well, and definitely helps us, yeah, understand your position better, understand your type of client better, so that we can also make sure that we're offering a good service, being helpful, and, you know, getting some new leads along the way as well. So I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ash. Thanks for having me on. Yes, if anyone has any questions that they would want answered as well, please DM me. Or if they think that there's some videos that might help my clients to then understand property managers, please let me know. I'm happy to connect and happy to maybe get a little section of that and have multiple, maybe even property managers in one little slot, say little bits and pieces, so that we get more information out to people so they correctly buy property and they correctly maintain property. Because it's not all about buying, it's also about maintaining, right?
Yeah, that's right. And Nicole, you know, is buying for her clients all over Australia, so a great one to stay in touch and to, yeah, make sure that you do offering little insights into your location so that she can use that information to complement what she passes on to her clients as well. So that's a great option. So Nicole, thank you. I will talk to you soon.
Thank you, Ash. Thanks. Bye.
OnTap Plumbing and Gas covers all Perth areas from Mandurah to Toorox and has a team of plumbing, drainage and hot water experts. They have an amazing reputation for their excellent service and quality workmanship on time, every time, and it is easy to see why they are a favourite to many Perth property managers. Whether you just need some friendly advice or an obligation-free quote, look no further than OnTap Plumbing and Gas.